This episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast is brought to you by Kickstarter. Kickstart your pre-PT journey with all the basic essentials you need in order to get accepted into physical therapy school now. Kickstarter includes 15 video lessons to kickstart your application process. We cover all the basic fundamentals to set yourself apart from your competition and stand out. Highlights from the Kickstarter program include the perfect fit method, winning academics, a three-part interview series, 5 steps to the perfect letter of recommendation, and even PTCast hacks and much, much more. To find out more about Pre-PT Grind's Kickstarter program, visit us at www.preptgrind.com. www.preptgrind.com. Enjoy the episode. So guys, before we begin this episode, I forgot to mention a very, very important aspect of the dual DPT / engineering program at Northwestern University, which you'll hear about in this episode. We were running low on time on the interview, so I didn't get a chance to sneak this in, but the dual DPT / engineering program at Northwestern University is actually a free program. Yes, it's actually a free program, and you actually get a stipend for attending. Now just don't jump into and start searching it up online to start applying to this program, because as you'll see in this episode, or as you'll hear in this episode, it's a very grueling and rigorous program and it takes a long time. So make sure you listen to this episode and make sure it is for you before you just hop into it and be like, oh, it's free, we get paid to go to school, so I'm just going to apply. No, if this is for you, then this might be an option. But basically, a little bit more detail about this. Yes, tuition is fully covered by the medical school for the entire PT program. And you get a stipend, a paid stipend, which is a little over $30,000 a year. So you basically get paid to go to PT school. So for the PhD program in engineering, students don't pay their tuition either. It's covered by their mentor or some type of fellowship partnership that they have at the university. And the engineering program comes with the same level of stipend. So this definitely relieves the level of financial burden from being in school for so long, which you hear about in this episode. So just wanted to plug that in there. Wanted to make sure that this was not left out because we didn't have a lot of time in this interview. But enjoy the episode. If you have any questions and want to know more details about this program, if it is right for you, just don't go applying because you hear it's free. It is long. It is grueling. It does take a lot of work. I'll reach out to our guests. They give their information that you can reach out to them, how you can reach out to them at the end of the episode. So if this is for you, make sure you reach out to them if you need any more details. Enjoy the episode. What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This is where we help you decide, prepare, and transform into becoming not just the best DPT student you can be, but the best future physical therapist as well. On this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast, we have Dr. Nio Hill and Dr. Steve Antos from Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois. So technically, Northwestern's DPT program is in the city, correct? In Chicago, Illinois, the city. But the actual university is a couple, 30 minutes or so, maybe 40 minutes north of the city in Evanston. And if you remember back to a podcast recording maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, you guys can scroll back in the log and find it. We had an episode with another faculty member from Northwestern talking about the DPT / Masters of Public Health program at Northwestern. So if you're interested in that as well, go back and check it out, watch it. But on this episode, we're talking about DPT and engineering. DPT, physical therapy, and engineering. So I'm excited about this. I had no idea that this was even a thing before that episode with the DPT faculty that we had a few weeks ago. So I'm super excited about this. If you're kind of in between careers and you don't know what to get into, hey, this might be that podcast episode that you needed. So without further ado, thank you guys so much for taking time out and joining me in this podcast and giving back, or just giving to pre-PTs that are coming up after us in the future. So how you guys doing?
Doing well. Excited to be here and share a little bit about our journey with engineering and physical therapy.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm super excited. I love what you guys are doing with this. I wish we had had it when I was a pre-PT.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's why we're doing it. So let's start. I got a little bit of Niall's story. So Steve, let's start with you. What's kind of your background? Why did you even choose PT? What was your kind of pre-PT journey? Or was it a pre-engineering? What was it? Kind of take us through that story for you.
Yeah, my journey was just a bunch of coincidences that kind of landed me where I am now. So I guess the first thing that kind of got me started off was when I started my freshman year in high school, my parents essentially told me, you either have to get a job or you have to start volunteering. And I chose to volunteer. So my dad got me set up with a Special Olympics team. And I ended up working as an assistant coach for that team for all of high school and then all of college because I liked it so much. So that drove a lot of my interest in working with people with different types of disabilities and just getting into healthcare in general. So when I got to college, it was kind of the question, well, what should I major in? What should I do? I went in, I was kind of your classic pre-med student, you know, all right, I'll become a doctor and I did this stuff. So I'm just going to go into healthcare without knowing too much about it. And then I ended up changing my major 3 times on the first day because I was that indecisive. So I think I went from like biology to chemistry. And then I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do biomedical engineering because it sounds cool. I'll get to take a lot of the same classes and it's easier to switch out of engineering than to switch into engineering. So I started doing that, did a lot of research, worked for a couple companies, did some internships. And over time, I was kind of just trying to find, you know, what kind of career do I want to have? Because one of the big things that's important to me is working in a career that I'm passionate about, that I actually enjoy. So, you know, the saying, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. That's kind of what I've been trying to set up for myself. And over time, I got to sample different types of working in industry, clinic, and I just loved working with patients and getting that time, that one-on-one time with people. So when I was, I think I was a junior in college, I was actually torn. Should I go the engineering route and kind of go for this making devices, working for a company, trying to help people that way, or being a PT, kind of getting that one-on-one time, actual patient experience? And I was really torn because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I actually found out about the program at Northwestern, which we'll get into later. And I was like, I don't even have to choose. I can just do both. So that's what I ended up doing. And I kind of have went with that ever since. So I don't know. Now I can give you a little bit of her story. But I went straight after undergraduate, straight into the program. Because once I came out here, visited, learned about the program, and I was sold. I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. It's got both. I can do both the patient side and I can do the science engineering side, and that'll kind of give me everything that I've wanted in my career. So wow. that was my story.
Wow. That, I know that's going to resonate with a lot of people. I just got a question the other day talking about, man, I don't know if I need to go into PT or like radiology or pharmacy. So that right there is going to resonate with a lot of people because a lot of people still struggle with that when we're 18 or whatever, coming out of, you know, undergrad or going into undergrad, where we don't really, like, we may have an idea of what we want to do, but it's not really solidified. So it's good to know that other people out there have went through it as well.
Yeah.
So
now, I was uncertain for most of college. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty typical. I mean, what do they expect? Are we supposed to have everything set in stone at that age? So, I mean, if you're going through this right now, just understand that you're not the first one. And you're definitely not going to be the last one who goes through. So, Niall, take us through your story and how it works for you.
So I kind of approached undergrad going straight into engineering. So I studied biomechanical engineering as an undergrad. I was always really interested in the human body and movement and kind of understanding the body as a mechanical system. And so in undergrad, I selected biomechanical engineering, so I was more interested in the body versus like cars or engines or other sorts of mechanical systems. And I did some research in a gait analysis lab, and I thought that was really interesting. I got some exposure to motion capture and kind of looking at pediatric gait abnormalities, and I really kind of honed in on this interest in pediatrics. But I kind of always was approaching it from an engineering perspective. So, maybe I'll make functional electrical stimulation systems or other medical devices that will assist people with improving their mobility. And so I think At that point, I had to decide, do I want to go straight into industry? I had an offer at a company where I interned, or do I want to go to grad school and kind of understand a little bit more about the neuroscience and kind of the mechanisms behind some of the movement impairments that the devices I was working on were trying to address. And so at that point, I guess this was junior year, end of junior year, going into senior year of college, I decided I wanted to go into grad school and pursue a PhD, and I was looking at a few different options, and Northwestern was the option that kind of seemed to be the best fit. So it was the PhD in biomedical engineering, and specifically focusing on neural engineering, and so understanding the nervous system and the brain and how that impacts movement. So I got accepted into that program, and I still remember this, the chair of the department, the chair of the physical therapy department, who kind of envisioned this dual degree program with engineering and the doctorate of physical therapy, gave me a call and said, oh, we have this program. I think it could be really interesting for you. It might kind of match some of your previous interests, your previous research experiences. So I was like, okay, I'll think about it. I hadn't at that point really known too much about physical therapy. And so I spent a little bit of time doing some shadowing at the end of my senior year of college. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to stick with engineering. Like, if that feels like the right fit, that's been what I've been doing. That's what I was always thinking of doing. And so I decided to enroll in the PhD at Northwestern. It actually wasn't until I got to Northwestern that first year and joined the research lab in the physical therapy department, was surrounded by all of these incredible physical therapy faculty members and researchers, and then had additional opportunities to do shadowing in pediatrics at a big rehab hospital, that I really was like, I think this profession really does fit a lot of the things that I'm interested in, which is improving movement and kind of access to the community for individuals with neurological impairments. And so kind of from there, I worked with the faculty members in our program and decided to transition into the dual degree program. And so that wasn't until, my second year in the PhD that I kind of made that transition. So a little bit more windy than kind of what Steve did, but I still did go straight from undergrad into grad school and kind of figured out the path a little bit into PT once I got here.
So how does this work for applying? Was it just so new that they were just like, hey, just join and just, hey, come on in? Or did you have to go through some process, and was that process smooth sailing? Or was it kind of difficult? Steve, we'll start with you. What does this even mean? How do you even get into something like this?
Yeah, so the short answer is you essentially apply for Northwestern's PhD program, and you then also apply for Northwestern's DPT program. So you apply for both simultaneously, and you can talk to the, I talked to Jules individually, Jules DeWald, he's the director of the program. And then I told him I was interested in it and to look at my application as a dual degree student. And so they get, I'm not sure how many applicants they've been getting, but they kind of get yourself on their radar. If you do apply, let them know that you're interested in it and they'll be happy to talk to you. But for me, what they told me to do was you go through PTCAS, apply to Northwestern through there, and then you also apply to the PhD program as if you were just applying to a PhD program. And then they'll evaluate your application kind of together for both of those and consider that you're applying for both.
Gotcha. Okay. And, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So Niall, is what happens this, I mean, it doesn't sound like this happened to you, but could it even happen that you get into one and not the other, or are they so side by side that they're just like, okay, if you apply to both, then get into both or reject it to both?
That's a good question. I'm not sure that I know the answer to that. Because you do have to be accepted into both programs independently in order to enroll in the dual degree program. I think for most people now, kind of as Steve was mentioning, you can indicate on your PhD application that you're interested also in the dual degree program, but you do have to apply to both separately and kind of express that interest in both of the programs. I think since this program is still new, or it's still one of, it's newer, and so not a lot of people are fully aware of both of the options and the ability to go into both programs simultaneously, there is still an ability to transition into it once you've kind of entered as a PhD student. So that there is still some flexibility in that. But ideally, you would kind of be able to indicate that you're interested in both, apply to both, be accepted into both, and then kind of transition into the dual program from there.
And just to add to that a little bit, for if you apply to both and you get rejected from one, if you still get accepted into one of the programs, you're still accepted and can go into it. So I remember when I first applied, I heard back from the physical therapy school well before I heard back from the PhD program. So if all other things failed, I still could have gone to PT school just to get my PT degree.
Gotcha. So a lot of our students know what it takes to get into PT school. They understand the prerequisites and all the stuff they have to do. Are there prerequisites for engineering PhD programs, or how does that all work? I understand that there's many branches of engineering, but just, I guess, for Northwestern specifically, Niall, how does it work for engineering students? What's kind of the process?
Right. So kind of to get into the engineering PhD, a lot of it is kind of about your research interests, but then also your background in engineering or a related field. So some individuals in the biomedical engineering PhD have come in with a physics background or a mechanical engineering background or some other sort of hard science background. So they have the math, the analytical skills that are required to be successful as an engineer. And then it's more kind of aligning your research interests with some of the faculty members within the biomedical engineering department who are doing research that is of interest to you and who are accepting students. So those are some of the differences, I think, with going into a PhD program compared to the DPT. It's not solely about the prerequisites, but it's also about the research interests and kind of aligning with the faculty that are doing research here. One of the things that I would encourage if students who are interested do have some of those background in either engineering or another form of science that they want to transition into engineering, it's just, I think, just really important to have kind of those background analytical skills that'll make you a successful engineering applicant.
Absolutely. So I talked a little bit about the differences in engineering, you know, directions you can go. Steve, can you kind of take us through the different, you know, options out there in engineering? Because maybe someone listening to this podcast, engineering is their calling, and, you know, PT might have just been something they saw on Forbes list or saw on Google, and they're like, wait, engineering, what can I do with this? What's the branches? What is engineering, and what can we kind of go into if someone out there is interested in the field?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's lots of different things you can do with just engineering. And I think that's why I actually kind of switched my major when I first started to include engineering, because it kind of opens up some more doors for you. So kind of some other options if I was considering, if I wanted to kind of say not go the PT route and just kind of use my engineering degree, there's lots of industry jobs within healthcare right now. That's a booming industry. So a lot of my friends, they might work for, say, like an Apple or a Philips or like a Siemens type company working on device manufacturing, especially since they have that knowledge of anatomy and physiology and the biology background. Other types of careers you can do, you can also go into, there's people that I know have gone into teaching as well. So you can, once you have a PhD, that opens up to a lot of opportunities for doing lots of types of teaching jobs. And that's actually what a lot of students from our program are doing, is they'll end up teaching in a faculty, as faculty in a department. So even if you're an engineer, you still have the background knowledge to kind of go in and do some teaching as well. In terms of other jobs, you can do different types of consulting. You can do research. So I work in a gate lab right now. So I use a lot of like gain and Gate Analytics equipment. So really cool motion capture systems, EMG, different types of like mechanical type testing, everything like that. And since I've got the engineering background, I know how the equipment works, and you can go a long way with that. So you can do anything like working in a lab, doing research, industry jobs, teaching, you name it. There's really endless options with engineering. I know a lot of engineers who kind of pivot, and once they do a little bit in engineering, then they go into more the business side, and they could do something like an MBA or go into management, something like that, doing managing projects. So.
Wow. Nice. You have anything to add to that, or did he take everything from you?
No, I think Steve, you really exhausted it. Those are all really wonderful options and directions that you can go in with engineering. I think it is a very broad profession and a skill set that you have, and you can really transition into a lot of different areas with just the engineering degree. And then I think when you combine it with the physical therapy degree, that opens up even more directions for you.
Wow. Wow. So now, do you view the human body, and Steve, you as well, do you view the human body like as a machine now? Or what's your point of view? What's your perspective? Like, how do you view the human body?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think I do still view it as a mechanical system where we talk a lot in engineering about being able to model something and kind of break it down into all of its parts and kind of understand how all the different pieces work together. So I think I still view the body in that way. But I also think that through my physical therapy training, I have a much more comprehensive view of the body and the psychosocial aspects that kind of impact how the body works and how a patient is going to respond to therapy treatment or to injury or just kind of other factors that are going on in life. So I think having the PT degree has kind of opened my ability to understand the body as more than just the mechanical system, but also kind of all of these other parts that impact what we do as clinicians and how we're able to motivate and encourage and promote healing among all the patients that we have the pleasure of working with.
Yeah, I would say the engineering side of me, I view it as a machine in the way that it helps me understand it. So the first way that I learned physiology was through engineering physiology. So instead of just kind of your regular physiology course, they would actually model it with engineering equations and making you think of the body as a machine. Because if you can do that, then you can predict what's going to happen when something goes wrong. So it's just a different way of viewing how your body works and kind of getting to the core of how your body operates based on like natural physical laws. And if you can start from the ground up and understand the human body in that way, you can actually kind of figure a lot of things out, even if you didn't know them even beforehand. So a lot of the things that I learned in PT school and physiology, I was like, oh, that makes sense, because this is kind of how everything works from the bottom up. And then as a PT, though, I really appreciate that kind of thinking, because then you see the person more as like an actual individual. Engineering, I do tend to think of things more from a mechanistic type side and just how things operate. And having that PT side to go along, like Nio said, the social component, one of the things that I've learned going through PT school is the social component is huge. It's a really, really big part of what we do. And everybody's going to have different preferences, different likes, dislikes, different ways of doing things. So engineering kind of fails in that respect, that you can't treat it as a machine. You'd like to, because that would make everything a lot easier and medicine a lot easier, but that's not the way things are.
Now, you talked about, this was pre-recording, you talked a little bit about how the program works, and we talked about like what it takes to get in, but once you're in, what does the program entail, and how does it work, how do you go through it and graduate and all that good stuff?
Yeah, great question. So the program as a whole is about an 8-year program. So you start in the PhD portion, and you take all of your required classes, you select your advisor, you begin some of your research, you take your qualifying exam. Most people spend 2 to 3 years in that stage of the program. And then you transition into the DPT portion. So you do all the coursework, all the clinical placements, all of that, all in one chunk. go through DPT graduation, which is wonderful, great, exciting. You've been with all these other students for 3 years, and it's great to kind of reach the finish line together. And then you transition kind of back into more full-time research. So at this point, you've been doing a little bit of research throughout the PT program, but now you're kind of back into the home stretch of your PhD, which is completing your dissertation work. And at the same time, you have the opportunity, if you want, to be engaged in some clinical practice. So most people work about one day a week or so, as much as they choose. I'm working at a rehab hospital as a registry physical therapist in pediatrics, and that just gives you an opportunity to put the clinical skills that you've spent the last 3 years acquiring into practice right away. And I think it can be really beneficial because it gives your brain a chance to switch gears and problem solve in a different way, which is similar to what you do in the research lab and as you're working on your dissertation work. But it's a little bit different, and I think it's really rewarding to be able to kind of work on both things simultaneously. So that's kind of the trajectory of the program as it's set up here at Northwestern, kind of PhD, DBT, and then finishing up with the PhD research.
Steve, and I'll ask you both this question. What's easier, or what classes are easier, PT or engineering class? In my opinion, I assume those engineering classes are going to make PT school and PT classes look like nothing. What's your take since you went?
You want to go ahead, Niall?
You want me to go first? Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So I would say, in terms of the difficulty of the actual classes, that my engineering classes have been harder, quote unquote, but the volume of material and the number of things that you're trying to balance simultaneously throughout PT school make the PT portion of the program incredibly rigorous and incredibly demanding, I'd say. You really don't have time for too much else outside of the DPT while you're going through that portion of the program. And so I think it's a different level of challenge. Everything is very, very structured, and you have specific deadlines, a lot of exams, a lot of assignments. And so just sheer volume of what you're responsible for during those 3 years is a higher intensity, I'd say, than the engineering portion of the program. What would you say, Steve?
Yeah, I say you hit the nail on the head. I usually sum it up as engineering, there's some classes that you can spend like 100 hours trying to understand it, and you'll just still not understand what's going on. It's difficult in that way, but PT, I would say by and large, the volume, like Nayo was saying, is just way, way higher than what I had in my engineering courses. So I think you summed it up real nicely, Niall. I don't miss the 20 hours of doing an engineering homework assignment. PT, it's more kind of studying on your own and prepping for the test, whereas engineering, the problem sets can be killer. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So you guys are like geniuses, like engineering and PT school. Wait, I didn't even tackle that. You had to make sure you had all the classes with the best grades in both to get into both programs. Then you had to get through both. Then you had to graduate, and like, that's crazy.
So there's a lot of overlap, though. You'd be surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah, so a lot of the prerequisite classes at least if you're doing biomedical engineering, are similar to some of the physical therapy courses. And one thing that we can mention about the program here is that you can apply for since you start the engineering for 2 years before you go to PT school, you don't necessarily have to have all of the prerequisites done before you get here. They take it on a case-by-case basis. So I know one of the common things is that a lot of engineers won't have any of the psychology course requirements or some of the shadowing hours. So it's okay to come in engineering and kind of be a pending dual degree student. And you can do some of those prerequisites during that first 2 years of your PhD so that everything is met before you go to PT school. So you don't have to have absolutely everything done, but they'll let you, they'll work with you kind of on a case by case basis of saying, okay, this is okay to kind of, you can petition out of this, but we'd like you to take this course before you go to PT school because we think it'll be really helpful.
Gotcha. That answers a lot of my follow-up questions that I had to come. Steve, we'll start with you. What are your plans with your dual degree?
So it's going to be a mix of things because I like to keep things interesting and I like to change things up. So the things that I love to do, I love to teach, I love to practice, and I love to do research. So essentially for my future, I want to be doing some combination of those three. It's just how I'm going to split my time is what's going to vary depending on what I'm most interested in. And I'm actually kind of doing that right now. After PT school, they have really good teaching experiences in the program. So I worked as faculty in some of the classes now, and I can get some teaching experience even while I'm finishing my PhD. I practice one day a week, so I'm kind of doing that. And then I get to do my research in the other part of the time. So if everything goes well, kind of my end goal would be to be a professor at a university, be doing a little bit of teaching, have my own lab, to be doing the research that I want to do. And then kind of just going with it and seeing how my interests adjust a little bit. And then with both of these degrees, you have the flexibility of kind of moving into whichever area you're most interested in. There's really nothing to hold you back after that.
Wow. How about you, Niall?
Yeah. I'm kind of similar to Steve. I'm still figuring it out a little bit. I'm 1 year behind Steve in the program, but I would really like to combine all of the training that I've acquired in some way. And I'm still trying to envision exactly what that would look like. But I really enjoy the clinical practice. So that brings me a lot of joy. I really like being so patient facing. And so I'd like to have that as one component of my career. And then as Steve alluded to, we have a lot of opportunities for developing in our teaching. And so that's something that I've really kind of started discovering over the last year and wanting to develop some of my skills in teaching. And I think especially as we start thinking about translational research, so going from some of the engineering research that we're trying to get into the clinic, it's going to be really important for the next generation of clinicians to just really be aware of some of the engineering tools that can be used in clinical practice. And at the same time, engineers to be more aware of how best to translate some of the ideas that we have in our engineering lab back into the clinic. And so I'm kind of seeing myself as being able to go into teaching in kind of both of those disciplines in order to kind of start bridging some of those gaps that have been present there. And then of course, research is hugely important within our profession as PTs. And I definitely am wanting to continue in the research field as well. So some combination of all three, kind of like Steve was saying, and it's just gonna be a matter of determining how to split that time as I go along.
Now, Niall, if you can go back and talk to the younger, whether it's pre-engineering or pre-PT, one or the other, both, with everything you know now, what advice or what takeaways or what would you tell the younger version of you who might be listening right now?
I would definitely tell the younger version of me that this program is definitely worth it. It is a large time commitment. But the value that I've seen on this side of being a clinician and kind of getting towards the end of my PhD in being able to combine both of these skill sets is so worth it that I would just recommend that I do it. I would definitely tell my younger self to do it and to stay the course, to persevere, because what you will gain in the experience is beyond valuable.
Steve, what about you? If you could go back and talk to the younger version of yourself, pre-PT or engineering, what would you tell
him? Yeah, I guess just generally I'd tell myself that it's okay to fail and be rejected from things. So even though we're sitting here doing this crazy dual program, you can be like, oh, they're doing all this crazy stuff. But I mean, I failed several exams and over the course of everything. I've been rejected from lots of stuff. And really what you got to do is just embrace it and learn from it. You got to keep going. Cause it's so much to be in PT school and so much to kind of go through that. You'll see everyone kind of around you that looks successful, but you won't see a lot of their failures, and you got to be okay with failing, and you want to fail quickly and you want to fail fast. You want to embrace it,
make yourself better afterwards. And that's one of the best things that you can do, because it happens to everybody. Don't feel down. Don't feel like you're not as good as anybody else ever, because it's really about the perseverance and resilience as you go through it.
Wow, powerful. And Steve, if you had your own school, whether it's a mix like you're in now or just completing now, or PT or just engineering, when applicants are applying and you're looking through those applications, what would you be looking for? Is there certain attributes or characteristics that would really stand out to you? You'd be like, yep, you're in my program, I'll accept you. What would you be looking for if you had your own school?
Oh, that's so tough. I don't like looking at paper applications. I love meeting people and getting to interview them, because then you can really get a sense of who they are and what their interests are. Because for me, it would be, I like people who enjoy learning and want to push themselves. So as a PT, your learning doesn't stop after you graduate. You're continuously learning new things every single day. So for me, I like people who are curious, like to ask questions, and are just engaging in general, would be my ideal applicant.
And Naya, what about you? If you had your own school, what would stand out to you, and what kind of person would you look to accept?
So I actually was thinking of something similar to what Steve said, someone who's excited about the process of learning. But beyond that, someone who is really interested in interdisciplinary study. So kind of recognizing the value of our profession, but also nursing profession and OT profession and engineering profession, and how all of these different groups of individuals can work together for the common goal, which is to improve mobility and quality of life for the patients that we see on a daily basis.
Wow. Wow. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your vacations and your day and your evening. So much else you could probably be doing right now, but you're giving to, like we just talked about, the younger versions of yourself and people wanting to be like you, whether it's strictly engineering or strictly physical therapy, or maybe even a dual degree program. Someone might go into that field because of this episode. So I appreciate you guys taking the time out and just talking with us and our listeners to come when this drops, in every week and month and even year after. So I appreciate it. If they want to reach out to you guys and get more information, if you welcome that, Niall, where can they reach you? Is it like an email, Instagram, LinkedIn that you prefer? What is it for you?
Definitely reach out via LinkedIn. Feel free to send me a message. It's just my name, Niall Hill. You can find me really easily that way, and I'm pretty responsive on there.
And that's N-A-Y-O-H-I-L-L.
Yep, H-I-L-L. Yeah, perfect. On LinkedIn.
And what about you, Steve?
People can just shoot me an email directly. It's santos@u.northwestern.edu. So santos@u.northwestern.edu. And I love it when people who are interested in the program email me, because we're happy to chat about anything, answer any questions anyone has, and just kind of see if people would want to do the program.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys heard it. You know where to find them. You know where to reach out to them. If you want to reach out to us and find us, you can find us at www.preptgrind.com. Just search that into Google and every other social media platform, and you will find us, PrePT Grind or www.preptgrind.com. Thank you both so much again for joining us on this episode. And listeners, we will see you on the next episode next week on the PrePT Grind podcast.
This episode of the PrePT Grind podcast was brought to you by Kickstarter. Did you know that you are losing $75,000 to $100,000 in lost physical therapy income when you do not get accepted into physical therapy school? Now times that by 2 or 3 if it takes you 2 or 3 times to apply. If you do not want to lose $75,000 to $100,000 in lost physical therapy income by not getting into PT school, then you need to join Kickstarter. Kickstarter includes 15 video lessons to kickstart your application process. We cover the basic essentials to set yourself apart from your competition, to help you stand out, and to help you save $75,000 to $100,000. So get accepted, join Kickstarter, and find more information at www.preptgrind.com. See you on the next episode of the PrePT Grind podcast.